Back now with Day to Day. There may be no such thing as a free lunch, but is there such a thing as a free vacation? Maybe you've received these kinds of pitches before. Congratulations, you've won free accommodations for the weekend at a sun-filled vacation spot. There's a catch. You have to sit through a 90-minute presentation should you go. Here to discuss these free promotional offers is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, what's behind these free holiday offers? And I put free in quotation marks.
That's right. Anybody who's ever gone anywhere, Podoke, whatever, has probably got one of these. And typically, it's for a timeshare. Mm-hmm. You have to sit through a 90-minute presentation to hear about the resort or the hotel or the beach, oceanfront, whatever, because they want you to buy into this vacation spot.
So that doesn't seem so onerous, 90 minutes and then free vacation. Sounds like a good deal.
Well, I've been to several, and that 90 minutes can turn into half a day and sometimes a whole day if you are not able to say no. And lots of folks are pressured into buying these when they really can't afford them or they don't understand all it means to be a timeshare owner.
So there may be some hidden catches, but overall, are timeshares a good investment?
Well, it's interesting you use the word investment. If anybody uses that word during your presentation, that this is a good investment, you need to pack your things up and walk out right away, even if it means giving up your free weekend, because that is probably a fraudulent pitch. Timeshares are not an investment. You're not going to make any money on these things. I can pretty much say that flat out. Now, in interest of full disclosure, I have some timeshares, but I also have a large family. We are a family of five, and when we vacation, we'd have to get two or three hotel rooms. So they have worked out for me, but they're not appropriate for everyone because, in a sense, you're prepaying for your vacations for years to come. And if you're not in the financial position to do that, I just wouldn't do it. There's a website that I would suggest people go to, Timeshare Users Group. It's at TUG2, that's TUG2.net. Has a lot of good information if this is something that you want to do.
Let's say you know that you're absolutely not going to invest in one of these timeshares. Is it still ethical for you to take the free vacation?
Absolutely. If you follow the rules and it says, you know, come stay for free, all you have to do is sit through a 90-minute presentation, then it is very ethical because you're following the rules. They say you don't have to buy to come. My husband and I did that once. I was like, your 90 minutes is up, buddy. Can I have my tickets? And they were so mad.
I bet they were afraid you were going to start an insurrection. They would all get up.
The very first one we went to, it was horrible. And we stayed there for so many hours, and this guy was trying to sell us this thing that was so terrible in the interest rate, and he tried to hide the interest rate. It was horrible.
Unscrupulous.
Yeah. And they promised us a boat. It was a rubber raft.
No.
A
box.
It was too funny. It was really horrible. My husband was so mad because he wants a boat.
Well, he got one.
He got one. In a box.
Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's personal finance contributor. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money.